Nikki and DeMello for breakfast. 97.3 Coast FM.
Wake up. Do it. Nikki and DeMello for breakfast.
Coast FM.
It is an interesting one. Bunbury, Nikki, has been awarded as Australia's most compassionate town.
Australia's
most compassionate town. The award comes from Compassionate Connectors, a group of volunteers who provide support to people in the community facing challenges, especially those with illnesses.
Mm.
And I'm guessing it's local volunteers that have done the hard yards to garner this kind of praise. It can't be Bunbury Council. Do you remember that story with the council blasting Wiggles in public spaces to stop the homeless from gathering?
Yes.
That's not my idea of compassionate. Or the Wiggles, either.
No, I don't think, no.
If you remember the news stories. So anyway, to the good-hearted people of Bunbury,
well
we
done.
Salute you.
Yeah, indeed. Awesome. How good's that?
So yeah, that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
And just something odd, there's been a couple of horse-related stories floating around Sydney. There was a horse that got loose and nearly got on a train. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, he was just trying to get on the train. He wanted to go to Perth. Oh, no, he wasn't in Perth, Sydney. He was just trying to get to the city.
Yeah, apparently he got loose. Apparently they have a train, the training track was nearby the train track.
What an odd thing for it to run up to the platform.
I thought so. I thought of all the places you'd go to, the horse would be like, clearly I have places to be.
Generally, they run to open spaces. Well,
you would think, as opposed to corralled into little places up to one of the
trains.
Yeah,
I'm going to go up these stairs. Anyway,
they got him. But also an Uber Eats worker has been filmed delivering food on horseback in Sydney.
Got to do what you got to do.
TikTok shared a short clip on Wednesday of a delivery worker riding a horse through the streets of Paddington in Sydney's eastern suburbs. It's picked up nearly 400,000 views in about 13 hours with people from all over the globe reacting to it. Seems Beyonce started a trend. See, everyone's going country. That's what, even Uber now, see?
Yeah.
Don't park your Lexus. Park your Uber horse.
Well, I mean, cheaper to run until they hurt themselves, that's for sure.
Well, the vet bills would be a process. Mm. Mind you, I still think that'd beat servicing a Lexus. I don't know.
Probably.
I haven't done the sums. But it's all organic, you know.
Very good sustainable. For the environment.
Exactly right. I'm going to start me an Uber horse program.
Horse.
That's right.
Give me your horse, will ya?
Sure. You can ride your horse, Governor. Anyway.
And then if they do a poo on the street, collect for your garden.
Exactly. Look, it's what do they call that? It's some sort of closed loop. Anyway, whatever it is. Highly sustainable is what it is.
Circle of life.
It is the circle of life. It's pretty much what Elton John was writing that song about. Now, I can't believe I'm saying this, but it seems the eclipse in the Northern Hemisphere has had some unnecessary but entirely predictable consequences, as apparently Google has seen a spike in searches of the term "sore eyes" since the solar event. Now, I'm pretty sure everyone would have been told, don't look at the eclipse with the naked eye.
Yeah.
Like
even with those little glasses, I don't trust them. They're a little like...
I wouldn't be staring.
They look like the 3D glasses you used to get at the cinema.
I know, exactly. And that doesn't fill me with confidence by any stretch. Like, you've got to look for a little bit, then look away. Like, even with them, you wouldn't be staring. Because you're looking at the sun, basically. Anyway, according to reports, why do my eyes hurt after looking at the eclipse is one of the most Googled terms. While another was asking how to tell if the eclipse has hurt your eyes. Well, look, I'm not a doctor. But if you've looked at it and you're Googling why do my eyes hurt, I think you've answered your own question.
Yeah, you stuffed them.
Coast FM Scoreboard with Scotty Cummings.
That's right, once again, the morning takes on a footy flavour, and for Tyre Power's Power Up Sale on now, here's the taste master himself, Scott Cummings. Good morning.
Wow, the new song, the little whips and chains strut into me, you bloody beauty.
Pricked up his attention
straight up on a Thursday. Good morning, guys. How's your week been?
Yeah, very
good,
well.
Good.
Thought you might like it. And I guess so much better than a lot of Frio fans.
Ripped off, they're saying.
Yeah. Quite rightly so, too. That was absolute debacle at the end. Now, it's not so much the free kick, or not the free kick, the touch ball. Look, these happen in a game. The problem is, though, no one really mentioned it, is that it's Matthew Stevic, who's umpired 477 games of footy, is seen in the middle of the ground. He's not the officiating umpire. Call touched and he put his arms in the air for play on. It didn't get heard by the officiating umpire who's paid the mark, so they missed it. That's okay. They miss decisions all the time and they miss touches all the time. That's fine. But he should have stormed down, as an experienced umpire, should have stormed down and said, came off Jay Marsh's shoulder. I saw it in the middle of the ground. Is the ball up right now? So that's the first thing that should have happened. But secondly, too, the debacle with the thin-skinned umpire who didn't like Jordan Clark's language, even though it wasn't directed at him. And then even though he admitted to Alex Pearce that I actually didn't hear what he said, it's just how he said it. Now, that's like having an argument with your wife. That's like having an argument with your wife, isn't it? It's not
I love
what
you
said, it's how you said it. Oh, come on.
That is...
So that's determined, because they still had a minute and a half to get the ball out of the middle and go down and get back in front again. But then that free kick, obviously, from an umpire who just didn't like his tone, just decided to end the game. But anyway, look, they've moved on.
Clearly, only you haven't, Scott. Clearly, that's where we got to. Do you know what I find most amazing about this? Frio's staunchest supporter, Scott Cummings, this season.
Never thought you'd hear that. But it's just people need to be held accountable for things. And at the moment, we're just in no one's held accountable these days. But anyway, mistakes are made, and hopefully, the footy gods sort of turn it around and. I've got their biggest challenge this weekend, there's no doubt about that.
Taking on Port on Saturday. So you're thinking a win, or what are your thoughts here?
Oh, I think Port Adelaide are really evenly matched. This is the game of the round. There's no doubt about it. It's a good argument for each side. I think Fremantle have spent the week in Adelaide. That's enough to unsettle most people. it's very hard. It's very hard. I know they're very professional now and they've got a job there. It's very hard not to get into holiday mode when you're in that sort of... I know they have ventured out and had a look at a few things to fill in the week, but...
Everyone talks about the wineries and all the rest of the bits and pieces. You're right. You're a tourist when you get there.
Yeah, they will say, oh, let's go have a look at the Adelaide Hills. They're beautiful. Well, they're beautiful because there's 27 wineries in them. It's like saying, let's go out to the Swan Valley. It's beautiful. Yeah. Well, it's beautiful because there's wineries
and breweries out there, exactly.
And it's not nice to look at, but there's a lot of good things to do. But I just think for that Port Adelaide,
people have said that about me.
Yeah, ugly as, but geez, he's a good
guy. Get a wine in him.
Exactly right.
Yeah. I'll be tipping Port. They've had a tumultuous week as well with, obviously, Jeremy Finlayson coming out. But look, this is a guy that did the wrong thing. He owned all of it. He hasn't hidden from it. And he admitted it to people immediately during the night. So good on him there. Said the wrong thing. Got 3 weeks for it after 5 days of farting around. I mean, it should have been done the next day, but the AFL don't have a template for these things. So what they need to do now immediately is draw at least a template saying, if you say this, 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 and this, this is going to be your suspension, not we'll deliberate. But the problem is, too, now we've got rules for players that don't apply to coaches. As you remember, Alistair Clarkson.
That's right.
Said that, another homophobic sledge in the pre-season. He got a fine and 2 weeks suspended sentence. So, obviously, there's rules for some and rules for other, and the AFL are scared of Alistair Clarkson.
Aren't we all?
Well, exactly right. But you're right.
I agree with the penalty. I agree with the penalty. I think absolutely no worries. There's no place for it. And we're much smarter now than we were 20, 30 years ago, and we understand the damage these things can do, but...
Write it down.
It's just got to be universal and apply to
clear.
Everybody.
Exactly. And so then Sunday, Eagles and Richmond, as we move into the other game, Eagles at home. Is this their first win for the year?
Well, it could be, because last week, before last weekend's games, I would have said Richmond are playing well enough. They'll come here and they'll beat the Eagles. It'll be a closer game, but Richmond will win. But West Coast against Sydney last week were sensational. By standard. Sydney are one of the best teams in the competition. Keep them to 27 points. They were ahead at half time.
We take that as a win. If we're ahead at three quarter time, we won that.
Yeah, that's right. Call it off now. I think this is a 50-50 game. I'm leaning towards Richmond. I think they've just played a bit more solid footy over four quarters so far this season. But, we'll be calling the game, and I know who I'll be absolutely barracking for, and I'd love to see him win, but I think I might be wrong. I think Richmond get up.
All right, we shall find out.
All right.
Once again, as always, thank you, Scotty Cummings, for your time.
My absolute pleasure. Oh, good times to Mello, eh? Nothing to look at, but he's a good time.
Oh, need to take him out to a winery now. Let's do a wine tour, Scotty.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Get me in.
My dad owns a brewery or something like that anyway.
We'll leave it there.
Exactly. Visit your local tyre power store today for a free tyre safety inspection. There are over 50 stores across WA.
Mickey and DeMello's.
Riddle me this, riddle me that.
All right, here we go. Declan's on the line from Dawesville. Morning, Declan.
Good morning.
Welcome along, mate. So, got your chance to go in the draw for a build-your-own-four-cylinder engine with interactive augmented reality.
It looks pretty awesome.
Ever wondered how an engine works?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
You could find out with this.
Exactly right. Thanks to Sick Hobbies in Rockingham.
Could be all yours tomorrow. It goes off. Just have to solve this to get in the draw. I can be stolen or given away and you'll live. But you can't live without me. So what am I?
Heart.
Your heart can be stolen or given away. Heart. I gave my heart away and you'll live.
Away.
But you can't live without me.
That is right.
It is your heart.
You got it, Jesse. Nice.
In the draw you go. Could be scoring that awesome prize tomorrow. No worries.
Most welcome. Thanks to Sick Hobbies in Rockingham. There will be one more chance to qualify. Keep an ear out tomorrow.
Mickey and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Round three of local basketball sees Rockingham Flames at home hosting Warwick on Saturday at Mike Barnett Sports Complex from 6, while Mandurah Magic are at home Sunday from midday, taking on Geraldton Buccaneers.
Nice.
Where's your Buccaneers, boys? Info at the What's On section of our website. On both of those, if you missed them. April 11 is World Parkinson's Day. They say 1,110 Aussies will hear that they have Parkinson's this month.
Gosh, that's a lot.
It is a lot. And they say every conversation helps the community. So you'll probably hear some stories potentially on social media today.
Yep.
It's also National Pet Day today. I guess either make extra time for your bub today.
It wasn't yesterday.
Well, hug your dog. Specifically hug your dog.
Okay.
Yeah, this is broader for cats and rabbits and snakes. Or maybe think about adopting one if you can. If you got, you know, room in your place today. Yeah. And speaking of room, it's National Clean Up Your Pantry Day. Clean it up.
Oh, no, I don't want to.
And if there are things in there that you don't need, that you haven't used, that haven't expired, maybe donate them.
Yeah, yep.
There's a few places looking at the moment, so go on, get to it.
97.3
Coast FM.
Mickey and DeMello's Coast Feed. Coast Feed.
Let's
go.
Seagulls Outdoor Furniture will never be beaten on price. See Seagulls Outdoor Furniture at Mandurah Home City. And with your Joaquin Phoenix update, here's Nikki.
Thank you. Yes. Lady Gaga has shared the first trailer for Joker Folie à Deux. The sequel to the 2019 flick will see Lady Gaga take on the role of Harley Quinn alongside Joaquin Phoenix, who will be returning as the Joker himself. Folie à Deux, meaning a delusion shared by two, and this time round the flick is a musical and will reportedly include at least 15 cover songs.
I'm sorry, 15?
15.
Wow.
At least 15 is what they say. Here's the first trailer.
We use music to make us whole, to balance the fractures within ourselves.
I haven't done anything with my life like you have.
Let's get out of here. I want to see the real you.
Is that... And you'll see a world of pure imagination.
That's what I thought when I first heard it. I don't know. A bit of a Willy Wonka crossover.
Perhaps. They also make chocolate.
Yeah. Great. Joker Folie à Deux is out in cinemas from October 4. Margot Robbie is set to produce a Monopoly movie.
Oh.
She is the games and toy movie lady now, isn't
now
she?
Hang on. This is after This Is What Happens, see? Barbie does well. And Mattel had a whole heap of them lined up.
And she's doing them all, apparently.
There you go.
She's really leaning into it. Her production company, Lucky Chap, will produce a film based on the classic board game by Hasbro, who will also co-produce.
Lucky Chap.
Lucky Chap,
Is she going to be the Monopoly man?
Look, I don't know if she'll even be in it. Lucky Chap's just her production company with her and her husband and another guy. They all do it. So, yeah, she's behind it. So we'll have to. I don't know how they're going to make that happen.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea.
I don't know what kind of angle they're going to take, but she said she's interested to do a creative take on it. So we'll see what happens.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. And Kit Harington says the Jon Snow Game of Thrones spin-off is not happening.
Oh. You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Apparently not. He confirmed that the project was no longer in development and it was shelved for the foreseeable future after writers and producers couldn't find the right story to tell. Pretty important part of deciding to create a series to start with, I would have thought.
You do need that. You certainly do. As a starting point, it's a good
one. Let's do a series. Yeah. Oh, wait, what are we going to say? Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, a spin-off may be revisited in the future, but for now, Kit says it is firmly on the shelf.
Nikki and DeMello.
Back tomorrow morning from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.